Zazzle.com, an online marketplace where you can create, buy, or sell unique products. Turn your creativity into income on Zazzle.com. Zazzle is the best source for unique, high-quality gifts for everyone. Use promo code AmberMayShow to receive 10% off any order of $50 or more. That's promo code AmberMayShow.
These days, protecting your identity is crucial. That's why you should choose LifeLock. It is a great way to protect yourself, and you can save 10% off at LifeLock.com when you use the code AMBER10 at checkout.
It's time to kick it off, yeah. It's time to do it right. Amber May Show is here with topics you like, out in the desert where the sun gets hot. So drop on into that Amber May spot.
AMBERMAY, that's fly. AMBERMAY, that's why.
Time to kick it off, yeah. It's time to do it right. Amber May Show is here with topics you like, out in the desert where the sun gets hot. So drop on into that Amber May spot. It's time to kick it off, yeah. It's time to do it right. Amber May Show is here with topics you like, out of the desert where the sun gets hot. So drop on into that Amber May spot.
Welcome to the Amber May Show. I'm your host, Amber May, and we are looking at Thanksgiving and being thankful. Today I have Pastor James Hayes with me today, and we're going to talk to him in just a few minutes. But first, I'd like to get a background and reintroduce ourselves to the first Thanksgiving with the Pilgrims. I found this article at holidays.net. The pilgrims who celebrated the first Thanksgiving in America were fleeing religious persecution in their native England. In 1609, a group of pilgrims left England for a religious freedom in Holland, where they lived and prospered. After a few years, their children were speaking Dutch and had become attached to the Dutch way of life. This worried the pilgrims. They considered the Dutch to be frivolous and their ideas a threat to their children's education and morality. So they decided to leave Holland and travel to the New World. Their trip was financed by a group of English investors. It was agreed that the pilgrims would be given passage and supplies in exchange for their working for the backers for 7 years. On September 6, 1620, the pilgrims set sail for the New World on a ship called the Mayflower. They sailed from Plymouth, England, and aboard were 44 pilgrims who called themselves the Saints and 66 others whom the pilgrims called the Strangers. The long trip was cold and damp and took 65 days. Since there was the danger of fire on wooden ships, the food had to be eaten cold. Many passengers became sick, and one person died by the time land was sighted on November 10th. The long trip led to many disagreements between the Saints and the Strangers. After land was sighted, a meeting was held, and an agreement was worked out called the Mayflower Compact, which guaranteed equality and unified the two groups. They joined together and named themselves the Pilgrims. Although they had first sighted land off Cape Cod, they did not settle until they arrived at Plymouth, which had been named by Captain John Smith in 1614. It was there that the pilgrims decided to settle. Plymouth offered an excellent harbor. A large brook offered a resource for fish. The pilgrims' biggest concern was attacked by local Native American Indians. But the Paxos were a peaceful group and did not prove to be a threat. The first winter was devastating to the pilgrims. The cold, snow, and sleet was exceptionally heavy, interfering with the workers as they tried to construct their settlement. March brought warmer weather and the health of the pilgrims improved, but many had died during the long winter. Of the 110 pilgrims and crew who left England, less than 50 survived the first winter. On March 16, 1621, what was to become an important event took place. An Indian brave walked into Plymouth settlement. The pilgrims were frightened until the Indian called out "Welcome" in English. His name was Samoset. He had learned English from the captains of fishing boats that had sailed off the coast. After staying the night, Samoset left the next day. He soon returned with another Indian named Squanto, who spoke better English than Samoset. Squanto told the pilgrims of his voyage across the ocean and his visits to England and Spain. It was in England that he learned English. Squanto's importance to the pilgrims was enormous, and it can be said that they would not have survived without his help. It was Squanto who taught the pilgrims about how to tap maple trees for sap. He taught them which plants were poisonous and which had medicinal powers. He taught them how to plant the Indian corn, and heaping the earth into low mounds with several seeds and fish each mound. The decaying fish fertilized the corn. He also taught them how to plant other crops with the corn. The harvest in October was very successful, and the pilgrims found themselves with enough food to put away for the winter. There was corn, fruits, and vegetables, fish to be packed in salt, and meat to be cured over smoky fires. The pilgrims had so much to celebrate that they built homes in the wilderness, that they had enough crops to keep them alive during the long coming winters, and they were at peace with the Indian neighbors. They had beaten the odds, and it was time to celebrate. The pilgrim governor, William Bradford, proclaimed a day of Thanksgiving to be shared by the colonists and the neighboring Native Americans. They invited Squanto and other natives to join them in their celebration. The chief, Massasoit, and 90 braves came to the celebration, which lasted for 3 days. They played games and races, marched and played drums. The Indians demonstrated their skills with the bows and arrows, and the pilgrims demonstrated their musket skills. Exactly when the festival took place is uncertain, but it is believed that the celebration took place in mid-October. The following year, the pilgrims' harvest was not as bountiful, as they were still unused to growing the corn. During the year, they had also shared their stored food with newcomers, and the pilgrims ran short of food. The third year brought a spring and summer, and it was very hot and dry, crops dying in the field. Governor Bradford ordered a day of fasting and prayer, and it was soon thereafter that rain came. To celebrate, November 29th of the year was proclaimed a day of Thanksgiving. This day is believed to be the real true beginning of the present day Thanksgiving Day. The custom of annually celebrating Thanksgiving held after the harvest continued throughout the years. During the American Revolution, late 1770s, a day of national Thanksgiving was suggested by Continental Congress. In 1817, New York State had adopted Thanksgiving as an annual custom by the middle of the 19th century. Many other states also celebrated a Thanksgiving Day. In 1863, President Abraham Lincoln appointed a national day of Thanksgiving. Since then, each president had issued a Thanksgiving Day proclamation, usually designating the fourth Thursday of each November as the holiday. I hope you enjoyed that little refresher course of our Thanksgiving Day history, but don't go away, because after the break, we're going to be speaking to Pastor James Hayes about more things to be thankful for.
Don't go away. Amber May will be right back. PerfectMatch.com is a recognized leader in online dating and the only online dating service to offer the Duet Total Compatibility System. Visit PerfectMatch.com/Amber to receive 2 months free when you purchase 2 months. That's PerfectMatch.com/Amber.
Hi, I'm Amber May, and I am so excited to be partnering with FootLocker.com. FootLocker is a known leader for footwear and sports apparel. At FootLocker.com, you can pick your favorite athletic shoe or apparel and receive a discount for being a loyal listener without ever leaving your house. Just use the code AFAMBER3 to receive 15% off your purchase at checkout. That's Adam Frank, AMBER3, when purchasing your shoes or apparel at FootLocker.com. Happy birthday goes to Bob Bringer. Bob, your wife, Debbie, wanted me to tell you she loves you. Have a wonderful birthday. Birthday Wishes has been sponsored by My Best Friend's Cards and Gifts, located at 51st Avenue and Cactus in the Albertson Shopping Plaza. If you need a gift or a card, stop on by. Right now you can receive 50% off on all cards for any occasion, all thanks to My Best Friend's Cards and Gifts.
This is the Amber May Show.
I would like to welcome Pastor James Hayes to the show. Thank you for joining me today.
Well, thank you, Amber. It's exciting to be here today. I've been looking forward to it.
So what does God have to say about Thanksgiving? Is it important to him?
I believe that Thanksgiving is very important to God. It's a spirit. It's an attitude of thanks. As you read the scriptures, you can't read for very long without coming across an encouragement to be thankful, whether Old Testament or New Testament, especially when you're in the book of Psalms. Come before his presence with thanksgiving. Come before him with sacrifice of thanksgiving. You come into the New Testament, and you have the Apostle Paul encouraging all the believers down through the generations to give thanks in all things. Doesn't matter what's going on, to be able to be thankful. We have, when you read the story of Jesus and get involved with the gospel stories, you find him encountering people who give great thanks to him. You remember the story of the lepers, and there were 10 of them, and he healed them, and as they ran off, then one returned
right. And
said, "Where's the other? Weren't there 10 of you?" But he pointed out the importance of thanksgiving in our lives, and it's an attitude that we need in our lives.
What do you think an attitude of thanksgiving does for us?
It creates a spirit of appreciation in our lives. Most of us, at different times, we get down on life, we get down, period, and we have kind of an old me attitude, and a depression sets in, and we're not able to see the good that's going on in our lives. We're not able to see what God's doing in our lives. We're not able to see the blessings that we have in our life. And a spirit of thanksgiving in our heart creates appreciation for other people, creates appreciation for our family, and most of all, it creates appreciation in our heart for what God's doing in our lives. It opens our eyes to be able to recognize all the blessings that's around us that we're often blind to.
That's true. Sometimes we just take our blessings for granted, like having a house or having a job, or we can look back at ourselves and realize all the things that we can be grateful for, because especially right now, there's a lot of bad things that are going on and things in people's lives that are kind of down and depressing. But if people would just look at the things that they already have right now, it kind of changes the mindset and your attitude, and you become a happier person when you can realize, well, I still have my family, I still have my God, I still have this, I still have that, and then you can start worshiping God through thanksgiving, right?
It's an attitude of praise that comes out in our hearts and lives, and even the scriptures encourage us not to be thankful just for the good, but also to learn how to be thankful for the tough times that you're talking about. To be able to be thankful for a flat tire, be thankful for perhaps losing a job. And as you encounter people and you hear their testimonies, you hear how they will say, you know, I thought this was maybe the worst day of my life, and in fact, God was about to do something very special, something very unique, and I thank God this happened in my life. And it creates an opportunity for miracles that we would have missed otherwise.
And testimonies to build, to encourage people that might be going through something similar. So maybe it's going to help someone in the future, whatever you're going through. So I guess that's another reason why we could be thankful during the storm.
The Lord gives us a spirit of joy and thanksgiving. The closer I am to the Lord, and he produces in us the spirit of Jesus. He produces us the character of Jesus, that we become more and more like him. And that's that joy of the Lord. That's that ability to be thankful in all things, regardless of what's going on in our lives.
So let's talk about some things that we can, that the scripture talks about. Like, when we're going through the storm, thanksgiving is the one way that kind of ministers to us, because it makes us look back on God not abandoning us and realizing that we're going to come through it, because God's not going to abandon us. And we can be thankful during the storm, because of God's promise that he's never going to leave us, never going to forsake us. So if you're losing your job right now, you have that assurance to know that God's not going to abandon you. You can be thankful for that. You can be thankful that God said he's going to provide all your needs according to his riches and glory through Christ Jesus. So if you're not employed, you're just not going to go hungry, because God's not going to allow that to happen.
God has the ability to take care of us on all of our needs. And it's curious what you'd say about what Jesus did. He gives us the pattern of thanksgiving. As he said at mealtime, we have him even there after his resurrection with the two on the road to Emmaus. And it was at mealtime and when he gave thanks that they recognized him. And their hearts burned within them as they heard him give thanks. He stood at Lazarus' tomb and he said, "God, Father, I thank you. You always hear me." That's an assurance that we can have, that God hears us when we pray. Amber had been thinking about a particular special scripture passage, an encouragement to give thanks, when Jesus sent 72 people out two by two to go through all the villages, telling the people in the villages about the love of Jesus and who he was, the love of God, healing the sick, and all the different great miracles that occurred. When those 72 people came back, they came back with wonderful stories of miracles, fantastic things. They were so excited about what God had done through their lives. And undoubtedly, hundreds of people's lives were changed. But as Jesus listened to them, he kind of brought all back in perspective. He says, it's great to be thankful for all that you encountered, all your wonderful experiences with the Lord. He says, don't forget, though, the most important thing for you to be thankful for is your name is written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. He tells us that in Luke chapter 10. And that literally says to me to be thankful for our salvation. One of the greatest things that we can be thankful for today is that we have the love of God in our lives. When we receive the Lord into our lives, he gives us the promise of eternal life.
Right.
And that's an awesome thing, because many people in our world today, many religions today, don't give us the assurance of salvation. That we can be thankful today, that we can know the Lord, that heaven is in our future, and that he will never abandon us, as you were talking about a few moments ago. In fact, Jesus said the night of his arrest, he says, I will not abandon you. I will not leave you as an orphan. Lo, I'm with you always, even to the ends of the world, he says in the last verses of Matthew. So we have much to be thankful for.
You know, the pilgrims made sure that they were showed God their thanksgiving and their gratitude, because worshiping God meant so much to them. To be able to worship freely, just like right now here in America, we currently have the ability to worship God freely. We shouldn't take that for granted, because there's so many people around the world that have to hide just to worship God. If you read places in the Bible, Daniel and his three friends were told they can't pray to God, because that was a law that was written by some really sneaky officials in the king's court. And yet, Daniel still did it, and he faced consequences, and that consequence that he was going to be thrown into the lions, but God saved him. And Daniel was thankful about God's continuing protection over him. I mean, that's just one of the 100 stories that are in the Bible. And then we see around the world, and Pastor, you've been different places around the world. I mean, from your perspective that you've seen in some of the countries you've visited, how is worshiping the true God? Is it something that people are fortunate to be able to worship freely, or do they have to hide? I mean, I'm lucky that here I don't have to hide, but if I lived in Saudi Arabia, I would have to probably hide.
Well, it's curious you mentioned that. This last Sunday was a persecuted church Sunday. All across the world, people are praying for the persecuted church. And because the persecution is great around the world, there's more people being persecuted today for the name of Christ than at any time ever in the history of Christianity. And yet, when you speak with those pastors, their wives, their children, when you speak with young people who have been in jail, when you speak with Christians around the world who are encountering this persecution, you hear and see in them a thankful heart. They give praise to the Lord for being able to be able to serve him even in the midst of persecution. The United States is such a blessed country in thousands of different ways. With even the economy that we struggle with today, we're still very blessed. Mm-hmm. We're blessed with religious freedom. We're blessed in America to be able to come and go as we see fit, as we desire in our lives, and we're able to worship as our heart desires. That's not true in many parts of the world, where Christians can't carry a Bible in public, where there are people of other religions that have burned churches, and in some cases burned churches with people in them.
Wow.
They have had Bible burning festivals and
wow.
parties. They have beaten pastors and their families. And yet, when we think about what God has done in America, of all the people in the world that ought to be most thankful, it ought to be Americans. And yet, we tend to be the least thankful. We tend to be the most demanding.
Right.
And we tend to be the ones with the worst attitudes
yep.
and the most pride. and we have a spirit of entitlism.
Right.
I'm entitled to this.
Yeah.
You owe me this.
Yes.
And those kinds of attitudes destroy a thankful heart.
That's right.
And when we have an attitude of thanksgiving towards the Lord and what he's done for us, entitlement goes away. Our demanding of rights goes away. And the Spirit of Christ begins to come to the forefront in our lives.
But that also brings a point that God doesn't have to give us all these things. And if he doesn't have to, it's not an entitlement. Then when he does give us something, we should be grateful, because who are we to tell God, you owe us this, you owe us that? I mean, really, all of us are sinners. We don't even have the right to say anything, because none of us are perfect and righteous, but God loved us so much that he gave his son to die for us when we didn't even deserve it to begin with. And if any of us can be thankful for anything, we should be thankful for Christ and that God made a way for us to be with him someday, because we don't have an entitlement to salvation. God gave it to us as a gift. And when you get something as a gift, you should always be thankful for the gift that you received, even when you don't deserve the gift.
That's true. I don't deserve salvation. The Bible tells me it's because God loves us so much. Psalms 103 tells us that. It says, bless the Lord, O my soul. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Forget not his great benefits. And Psalms 103 goes on and talks about, I'm not treated according to the way I deserve. I'm not treated by God according to what my sins would dictate. But it's out of his great compassion, his great love, that he removes our sin as far as the east is from the west. So great is his love for us. And if I turn around in pride and shake my fist in the face of God and refuse to acknowledge him, I don't have that spirit of thanksgiving, then it's very possible the opportunity to know the love of God may be taken from us.
Right.
The blessings of God will be withheld from us.
Right.
So there's a danger, I think, that's knocking on America's door today.
Right.
It's an opportunity for us to acknowledge God and to acknowledge his salvation, to be thankful for him and all that he's done, instead of having a spirit of pride and entitlement that I have the right to have this kind of attitude. I'm an American, and though I enjoy my freedom in America, and I am an American citizen, and I've traveled the world, the greatest place in the world is to live is America, the freedoms that we have here, yet the greatest thing for me is to know the Lord Jesus as Lord and Savior of my life. That's where true freedom comes. The truth will set you free.
Yes.
And Jesus said, he's come seeking to save that which was lost. That was me.
That was
you. And to be thankful for him, to give praise to him for what he's done for us.
That's wonderful.
God, I lift him up, my hiding place, my safe.
enter this Thanksgiving season, let's remember the pilgrims who traveled to America just so that they could have a better life, be able to worship God freely. Even though they went through so many things, many of them didn't survive, the winters were harsh, they still thank God even through the storm. And just as Pastor was saying, we shouldn't be thinking about so much entitlement as looking at the blessings and thanking God, because he didn't have to do any of those things, yet he still did, and he still loved us, and he loved us so much he sent his son. So I want to leave us with that thought.
Yeah. Thank you, Amber, for allowing me to be here today and to be a part of this Thanksgiving program.
I am looking forward to next week, because you're going to be on next week. We're going to open the telephone lines and let the callers call in and share things that they're thankful for. So I'm really excited to hear some of the things you're thankful for. I'm excited to share the things I'm thankful for, and I'm excited to hear what you guys are thankful for. And remember, this holiday season and regularly in everyday life, let's not just think about ourselves. Let's think about somebody else and take care of someone else, because if we all look out for somebody else, eventually someone's going to look out for us. So take care. At AngiesList.com, you'll find thousands of unbiased ratings on services for your home improvements, car repairs, and even doctors. Use promo code AMBER for 25% off your membership at AngiesList.com.